Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's a third out.
Lunch with Leah, episode 405.
Hi, everybody. Text me right now. I mean, email me. Lunch with Leah. I want to know, would you use a lip balm that had CBD in it? Yes or no? I need to know. I'm deciding whether to order up for the holidays. And also, would you use a CBD that had, a sunscreen that had CBD and 50 SPF in it, even in the winter? I need to know that. You need to help me out. Email me, hello@leahblack.com. I need to know. Tweet me at @LeahBlackMiami. Call me if you have to, because I can't get any other answers anywhere else. Welcome to the show. So, you really should have cameras. What's the first question?
How much would it be?
Which one? The sunscreen and the lip balm?
But how much?
Which one? The lip balm would probably be about $12.50, and the sunscreen would be $25 to $32, depending on how much CBD we put in it. But it'd be 50 SPF. So I need an answer. Finally, I get an answer from somebody. Can't get one around here. Okay, so... You should be at my house. We should just have cameras in the kitchen and just live stream it. I would have the biggest hit reality show in the United States and definitely in Central and South America and anywhere they speak Spanish. Go in my kitchen. You can't even, it's just a S show all day, every day. They're huddled over there talking. They got the video going. They're going 100 miles in space. It's like they're having board meetings all the time. I'm like, what are you discussing? Did anybody get me a cup of coffee? No, I had to go to the store and get it. But I look over there, and there's Starbucks every day. So I was beginning to think that, who's bringing Starbucks? Maybe the landscaper, maybe Roy Jr. Guess who's getting Starbucks every day?
Who?
Delivered to the house. Freda! Oh, she sends Paul and Omar, whoever's there, to Starbucks to get her croissant and a coffee every day. And I'm like making my own coffee in the kitchen or going to the store to pick it up. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, that's not cheap either. That's got to be what? For a croissant and a coffee, it's got to be what, $12?
Probably.
Okay, so now I'm paying them by the hour, so add another $15. Okay, so now the gas, we're up to $30 for Freda's breakfast. That's $1,000 a month. And by the way, I've got homemade croissants in the freezer ready to put in the oven. I buy them at the grocery store ready to put in the oven. It's just, I'm just like this house. And then Heidi's over there, they're over there talking 90 miles an hour. Well, Heidi's got to go to Cuba for 3 weeks. She needs 3 weeks off. Okay, that's fine. Who's going to fill in for you? Now I got to pay for them to fill in for her. What's going on in Cuba? I couldn't get an answer. I have no idea what's going on. I don't know if someone was arrested. I don't know if someone's dying. I don't know if she just wants to go visit everybody, if she's going to go to lay on the beach. I've lost complete control. So I've just given up. I need a video in my kitchen, and I need a translator to tell me what's going on all day. That's what's happening there. Then, RJ, your boxing gym is being built. So now on top of everything else, outside my bedroom, there's a patio. Outside the patio, there are workers. So I wake up in the morning. The first thing I do is go to my dressing room, and right outside with all the windows are all the workers. Even if you put the blinds down, you can kind of see through the sides. So I can't even use my dressing room anymore because they're building a thing to put a boxing thing for Roy Jr. to sit there and box. He's already got a membership to the gym, but he's got to have a boxing thing now. I have lost control of everything and everybody in my life. I'm not kidding. So Roy Jr.'s over there doing our orders. He's going to the Italian consulate 3 days a week and coming here 2 days a week, keeping his Italian lessons going. And then I find out that they open a Pilates studio in my neighborhood. So I go over there. I'm coming to sign up, right? The times that they have these classes, 6:30 in the morning, 7:30 in the morning, 8:30 in the morning. I'm like, who gets up at 5 to get to a class at 6:30? What happened?
We lost the...
Okay, it'll come back. Tell me when.
It says wireless connection is poor. We lost the internet.
It dropped.
Yeah. That's okay. Keep going on your podcast.
Oh, so the podcast is still going. Flip over to your favorite podcast. Forget the Facebook. Listen, everybody's down on Zuckerberg right now anyway because he's running ads that are proven to be illegal or not illegal.
They're false. They're just completely
false. They're lies.
Trump lies. They're actually promoting it.
They're just lies. So they're promoting right now on Facebook. They're buying ads and they're putting these ads on that are phony, fake lies. So people are raising hell. Like, you're part of the problem. You're part of the fake news. Why are you putting ads out that aren't true? Well, his position, Zuckerberg's, is that he's not there to monitor the ads. Well, let me tell you what. If you advertise on any radio station, any television station, or anywhere else, even on Facebook and Instagram, by the way, they monitor your content. And if it's not accurate, they don't take it. But Zuckerberg just wants the money. I'm starting to think something's wrong with him because why would he's got all the money in the world he needs. Why would he take money for ads that he knows are not true and that are lies or that are, you know, dangerous or endanger people's lives? So I was very disappointed in that. But anyway, the FTC should come in and say, you know what? You are a platform. You deliver news and content, and you have to be at least somewhat accurate. You know, you can't just blatantly put lies out. But he does. So anyway, mad about that. I've been thinking, a lot of people I know pulled off Facebook. If it weren't for my podcast viewers, all 29 of them, I might pull off too.
If I didn't have to have it for my business, I would have already pulled the plug on
annoying.
It.
I know, it's annoying. You know, Julie told me like a year ago, cancel your
they
Facebook.
They did. Julie and Brandy both, they did.
They're canceling it because, you know, it's like you're feeding a business that's misrepresenting facts to you.
Correct.
And it's just not kosher. I don't like that. Anyway, what's going on? Then I go outside. So this is my day. After the kitchen board meeting and the Starbucks and then the hammering outside my room with all the workers. And then you go outside, get in the car, look up on the patio. Freda's got a hanger. She put like those old-fashioned clothes hangers across her patio upstairs. She got all her clothes hanging out to dry. Like, we don't have a clothes dryer in the garage. She's hanging up the clothes
My
on our property on her patio upstairs. If people drive by, they can see it. They got to be going, what is wrong with the blacks? They're hanging out their clothes to dry. Talk about airing your dirty laundry. I mean, I swear that's what she, I could not believe. It just goes on and on.
Oh, my gosh.
So RJ and I are going to go get our flu shots today. Has everybody gotten their flu shot? You can get them. Scott told me you can get them at Publix free, and they give you a $10 coupon to spend on groceries. Did you know that?
Yes, I did know.
You did?
Yeah, I got 90 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to get it. Well, they say you kind of wait. The longer you wait, a little bit better because it lasts, you know, a certain amount of time. But anyway, we're going to get ours. Then Scott and Susan said get the pneumonia shot. So I got to find out about that.
Yeah,
and then there's a new shingle shot out, and they're saying everybody should get a shingle shot. Have you ever had a shingle shot?
Yes.
And have you had a shingle shot, Jason?
But if you've had chickenpox, it doesn't make a difference.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because once you have chickenpox, you have the virus in your body the rest of your life.
Well, that's not what they're saying. They're saying everybody should get the shingle shot.
You can get a vaccine.
Well, maybe it is.
I don't know.
Well, I gotta check that out. There's just so much to worry about. The plague's going on over in Africa. We got, you know, AIDS going on there. It's just too much in every direction.
They have shots now too for all the hepatitises too that you can get at like a thing, so you don't pick that up.
How do you get hepatitis?
Well, there's different types.
Needles
and some, but you can get it from like. Unclean, like in restaurants, if they don't wash the plates and stuff
God.
Like that.
Oh, I got to get a hepatitis shot too.
Yeah, I had mine done.
I can't do this anymore. Then RJ's going to go get suited up. He's got to get fit for his wedding outfit that he's got to wear to the wedding. So we're going to have a wedding. By the way, Jason, have him send that to my house.
Sarah Gaynor says you have to be 60.
The half ounce and the 1 ounce and all that. Have him send it to my house.
Because I need to
see it. Okay. Then, what'd you say?
Sarah Gaynor said you have to be over 60, and it requires a booster for the...
For what?
For the shot you were talking about.
Which one? The shingles?
The shingles, yeah. And Raquel Glitch says that my husband paid over $300 per shot, and you're supposed to get two.
They're not over 60, and they got it. So I have to find out about that. Okay, now, Let's see what else I can tell you. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Did you guys watch the town hall where the LGBTQ community
yes.
got to ask questions? Did
I watched
you watch
some of it?
It?
Yeah.
Did you see Julie's question?
No, I didn't see
it. Oh, my God. You missed it.
I didn't know that. No.
She asked a question.
Is she in the audience?
Yes. They submitted a question and they got picked and they got to go to the show. So her question was, they tell you who to ask the question to. So hers was to Kamala Harris. And her question was about what would she do about the homeless, particularly the LGBTQ homelessness in Los Angeles. And I forget what the answer was. But Julie was so funny. She goes, oh, this is so exciting. We've never had anything like this for the gay community anymore. I'm so excited to be here. Oh, my God. It was just hilarious. And then she goes, I wonder when the Republicans are having their LGBTQ forum.
Yeah.
The whole crowd started laughing. But the good news is that they introduced her as co-host of Dumb Gay Politics, actress and comedian and stand-up comic.
Right.
So she was so excited. So was I.
Good for her. I'm so happy for her. I'm sorry I missed that. I'm going to go back and try to find it.
Did you TiVo it?
I have it on demand.
TiVo'd it so that I would have it, you know. And then I videoed it. You obviously have been watching my Twitter because I posted the link.
I don't go to Twitter much.
I'm an addict. So then they have more fires in Los Angeles. Does anybody have, what is going on? There are more fires in Los Angeles.
I know. It's
so
awful.
I text Heather McDonald because she lives in Woodland Hills. That's a little north of us. And I go, are the fires up there? She goes, no, but the smoke is really bad and the air is really thick with smoke. So I read that over 28 miles north of the LA airport. That is not very far. That's like L.A., and then you get into whatever, Silver Lake, this and that, but then it gets into Beverly Hills and West Hollywood, and then, north of there. So, they're close.
Yeah.
And they had 100,000 people had to evacuate. There are a few people that died already. There are already, 30 structures that were burned down.
And that's the one that got started by the garbage truck, right?
I didn't find out.
I think
how
I read this
started.
Morning there was a garbage truck that had something that was on fire in it, and that's what sparked the.
You can't contain a garbage truck. If it's in the truck, you would assume you could contain it.
Yep.
You're kidding.
No, they said it was there was
I
something that,
that
was
one.
There was some kind of waste management process and that it was
the
embers from the truck or whatever.
Yeah, but so did somebody put something in their garbage that they shouldn't have put in there?
Probably, and then it caught on fire. Those lithium batteries and stuff like that, they'll catch on fire and explode if you just throw them in regular garbage.
Yeah, how are you supposed to get rid of those?
I think mine at Target. They have a bin. And
oh,
you just
do?
Take them and drop them in. That's
oh,
what I do.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, we
most
have to
Best Buy
doing
places like that.
That
do that, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's like contaminated needles. You can put them in
exactly.
the bin.
Exactly.
There's so much to worry about in the world. I think we should just give up. ask me anything questions. Mindfulness and minimalism, whatever. What are your thoughts on staying positive and keeping negativity out of your life? I've given up. I think you just have to look for the good and claim everything good and just keep putting one foot in front of the other because you can't control everything. It's not easy these days, I'll tell you that. Tatiana Fox LV, that was mindfulness and minimalism. Well, that's a very interesting name. It's awfully long. You're using up all your spaces on Twitter with your name.
Well, that's from Instagram, I think.
Oh, okay. Tatiana Fox LV, can you show us all your Birkin bags and the story behind each one of them? Oh, and the jewelry, too. Oh, my God. That would take a long time.
I've got a special episode.
It would be like a whole episode. You'd have to do it at my house, I'm telling you.
We'd have to come and film.
We'd have to film them all. I do have too many. It's ridiculous. I'm not buying any more. I'm really not. But I might get some more jewelry because it's little. Alan Rothschild, how many dogs do I have? 4. How many rescues? 3. And 1 was a gift. The Pop Binge. When are you going to be on Jeff Lewis? August, October 28th, Monday, 9:00 a.m. Tune in.
Oh, my God. The Pop Binge is the one that also found your book. Red Carpets and White Lies.
Yeah.
In the public library in New York, I think it was.
I thought that was a joke.
No, that was true. I sent you the screen grab.
I know, but I thought it was a joke. Someone was saying, you're so smart, they have you as part of the educational system.
They actually were at the library and posted that, and I was laughing, thought, what part of the Dewey Decimal System is this sitting in?
You know, we should send one to every library in America
exactly.
and say that the libraries of distinction are requesting this book. Oh, my God, that's hilarious. Well, thank you, Pop Binge. The Beauté Blogger, I love your beauty and skincare. Do you have any additional products coming out? Oh, my God. If so, what are they, and will you share it? Do you have any bundle deals available? Are you reading our mind? We have a bundle
I know,
deal
right?
on right now where you get one of everything at a big discount. So go to leahblack.com.
Mm-hmm.
You get the six products at a big discount with the book free and the freight
free. Shipping.
And then we're debating the sunscreen 50 SPF with CBD and the lip balm with CBD. I don't know.
So Leah wants to hear from you all. Seriously, I know she was joking at the beginning
I'm
of the podcast
joking.
And we had a few technical things, but you should let her know if you would purchase
yeah.
from the Leah Black Beauty and Skincare Collection
yeah, one
a lip balm.
Of the sunscreen, and it'd be like, I don't know what size, a small little pocket size of the lip balm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
With CBD in both of the products.
Of course.
Yes.
Beauty bundle. Yep, it's already there. We just did that. Okay, in royalty news, oh, my God, I would have loved to have been in England. They had the queen in the carriage. Did you see it? And the horse-drawn carriage,
yeah.
the one that you see in Cinderella. Riding through the city, sitting in the back. Oh, my God. Who was in that carriage with her? Because it looked to me
know.
Like it was Camilla and Charles.
Probably.
And I'm like, Camilla, why are you putting her in the carriage? She didn't get to go in the carriage.
Mm-hmm.
The queen goes in the carriage. And Camilla's not ever going to be the queen. Mm-hmm. She'd have been in there by herself. I'm
mm-hmm.
sorry. She was so fabulous with all of the crown and the jewels. And she was riding over to Parliament to make a speech. And apparently a lot of Boris, whatever his name, Johnson's people didn't like the speech. They said that she was like basically everything he was trying to put out, she was kind of talking against. I didn't hear the whole speech, but I love the Queen. And the Queen is wiser than all the rest of them combined. And I think if she has a plan, that's the one they should do, even though she's not supposed to be in politics. She didn't make it political.
No.
She just made it about the direction of the country and the, what do you call it? Like, you know, their culture and so forth. So
right.
anyway, I would love to see that. What is this? No plan. I don't know what I'm talking about. I wrote something there.
Susan Solander said she thinks that they should have a tour just to see the Queen's jewels. And that
they do that.
She
they
says,
do.
Do they?
But they don't have all the jewels. They do have a... RJ, that tape is really loud, baby.
Yeah.
They do have a place, and I can't remember what the exhibit is. RJ, do you remember the exhibit in England where they had all the Queen's jewels? And they have a ton of the crowns, a lot of the swords, some of the jewelry, but they don't have everything.
Right.
I mean, the real stuff you know is in the vault at the palace. But it's interesting going, too.
She says people could pay to have a picture taken with a crown and the money could go to charity. That would be
yeah.
a great idea.
Well, they do sell, like, I bought the crown keychain, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought a few little crown pins to give people. But, yeah, they have that. Okay. In celebrity news... Mauricio Kyle's husband in Beverly Hills says that the lawsuit is not affecting his business and that he will be vindicated.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, we read the article that said he lost 45 people to the Hiltons. So let's see. Felicity Huffman went to jail yesterday for 14 days. I'm sure, I don't know in the state of Florida, but normally they get out after 85%. So I feared that out would be like in about 12 and a half days. But anyway... it'd be interesting to see how that went in with her in jail. I mean, listen, Martha Stewart went to jail, but Martha Stewart went to the camp jail. I think Felicity's
yeah.
in the local jail.
Yeah.
So I have to call Joe Francis and ask him what the local jail's like there. So that's interesting, but I feel bad for her. But, oh my God, what they did. I mean, you can't cheat on a test.
Right.
Jane Fonda was arrested Friday
yep.
for protesting at the Capitol about the climate. And I don't blame her for protesting. I really don't blame her for protesting.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go, Jane Fonda. Good for her. She says she's going to do it every Friday. I mean, who wants to be in Washington every Friday? Yeah. I don't think she'll do it every Friday. But anyway, so were George Clooney, Amy Schumer, and others. Other celebrities were arrested. Oh, I'm surprised there weren't a bunch of people didn't just go to get arrested so they get their photo taken with Jane and George getting arrested. People will do anything for those photos to post in the days world. Do you want to say something?
Oh, you just have a lot of comments coming in, so whenever you're ready, we can
go ahead. Let's hear
some of those. Apparently, the shingle shot we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
So it used to be 60 when it first came out. It's 50 now.
Oh, okay.
Is what someone has told us. Carla, on
six more years, I'll make it.
Carla Muck says hi, Leah. She said a kid had recorded the whole thing about the fire earlier, so they have it on video of the fire truck starting.
Oh,
the fire.
Oh, how it got started, really?
Yeah. Jonathan Addy said, there's so much to worry about in the world, but no one of the good things is Leah.
That's right. Tune in for laughs.
Ryan Faria Holt and Alec Pletcher said, I would sure get the lip balms, both of them.
Oh, you see? Yeah. There you have it. Well, thank you. Let me see. This is the lip balm guy right here texting me. Fourth ounce in the pot, yes. The tube would have to be a half ounce, by the way, or the pot. Oh, my God. So you have to do a half ounce. We don't know what a half ounce looks like. Do we have a half ounce tube?
Yeah, we'll get
have a half ounce tube.
Yeah,
okay,
we'll
so we're going to have to look at the half ounce tube. What size tubes did we send you? What?
We got both the quarter ounce and the half ounce.
So he's saying it has to be the half. So you don't have a half here?
No.
So we don't know what a half is. Is the half too big for your pocket?
No.
But the third ounce that you sent, James, that you used to use, mm-hmm. is
really small.
Third ounce is less than a half ounce, so it'll be a little bigger than that. Okay, so I'll make sure I'm running.
Thanks for bearing with us, everyone.
Yeah, they want to hear it. This is how we run our business around here. This is our focus group.
This is the focus group.
Eddie Van Halen has been having radiation for 5 years. On his throat. Did you know that? He's been going somewhere to Germany or Europe somewhere.
I saw that this week.
And so you know, he's the big guitarist. I wonder if he can still sing. Do you think he can still sing?
I don't know.
That's strange. I don't know. Well, God bless him. Good luck to you, Eddie Van Halen. CNN special on Ted Turner was amazing. If you haven't seen it, you've got to find it. You got to find it. What happened? The thing went out again?
The videos, we're having issues with the internet.
Oh, the internet. You know what? That Zuckerberg that I criticize, he's probably got connections over there with the internet. Okay, so if you haven't seen Ted Turner's CNN documentary, it is a must-see. That man has done so much for the world. It's just amazing. Mm-hmm. And the land in Montana that he bought and made into a preservatory, oh, my God, it's just so good. You'll love it. Then Ronan Farrow has a new book out called Catch and Kill, and I've been reading excerpts, and everyone's saying they can't put it down. It's about Harvey Weinstein and then Matt Lauer and this girl that alleged that she was raped by Matt Lauer at the Sochi Olympics. And apparently, I mean, it's really good and juicy. So I love Ronan Farrow. He's very smart, by the way. That's Mia Farrow's son with somebody. I don't know which one of the daddies he is goes to. But anyway, obviously not Frank, or he'd be carrying the Sinatra name. He's too young for that. Anyway, so also in his book, he mentions that the National Enquirer shredded a safe full of documents that they had regarding Donald Trump right before the 2016 election. So Trump was friends with the guy that was running the National Enquirer, forget his name, and they shredded all the documents to protect that they had locked in the safe, locked down, in order to protect Trump right before the election. Well, I don't know if you guys know Paul Pope, but his mom, Lois Pope, donated a lot of stuff around here, including like up in Manalapan, which is near Palm Beach. She donated a arts center where they do plays and this and that. Well, when his dad died, the older guy, Pope, Paul Pope wanted to take over the business. And the mother didn't want him to take it over, so she sold it for hundreds of millions of dollars. And this guy bought it, and this guy was just as sleazy as they get. And he would go out and buy up articles and that were negative about people, stories, and pay people for their stories. And then it was called Cash and Kill. Catch and Kill. Then he would kill the story. And then people would get the money for the article, but the story would never get out. Well, apparently he did a bunch of that for Donald Trump. So anyway.
Yep. What's your name? Pecker? Mr. Pecker?
Yeah, Pecker. What was his first name? I can't think of it. But yeah, but it's Pecker, something Pecker. Pecker. That was Phil. Pecker. So anyway, but you know, Ronan Farrow is a Pulitzer Prize winner. Yeah, Pecker. Isn't that cute?
I'm a Pecker.
Yeah, I'm a Pecker. Charlize Theron is playing the role of Megyn Kelly in a new film.
Yes. Now, have you seen the clip?
No, but I don't understand. Wow. What did Megyn Kelly do in her life that's interesting enough for a film? Did I miss something?
Well, I think it's about her coming from Fox and getting the TV show and then getting dragged into the political campaign and all
of
that.
Who cares? I'm going to tell you why I don't like her. She went up in the debate and attacked Trump and, you know, said, you know, this and that. And he said, well, you have, you know, everything coming out your ears, blah, blah, blah. And they had that big deal, right? So after that, for a year, he had bullied her and threatened her and harassed her. And she never said anything about it until her book came out. She saved it for her book. So instead of informing the voters that he was bullying, harassing, and threatening her before the election, she waited and held on to that news in order to put it in her book to sell her book. Well, honey, if your book's more important than informing the public when you're a journalist, you're not a journalist.
Right.
So that really, that's when I turned
on
her.
But the movie looks good and juicy.
I don't know what could be so good. I just don't know how it could be that good.
I don't really like her. I don't like her, but I would watch the movie.
Oh, no, I'm going to watch the movie. Apparently, it's going to be good. And then Gwen Stefani sold a $21.6 million mansion. That's a big mansion. Mm-hmm. I wonder where that was. Oh, I wish it would have been next door to me, and I could have bought it. Sean Spicer is on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
With all the stuff going on in the world today, Rance P. Priebus, the former,
chief of staff,
and Donald Trump tweeted to vote for him. The Kurds are dying. The climate, the planet's burning. The farmers are starving. The car manufacturing plants are closing down. The corruption's out of control, and they're tweeting to vote for Sean Spicer. What's going on in the world? Trump has turned the White House into a reality show.
Yeah.
That's another episode.
Absolutely. That's how he runs it.
Actor Jackie Brown, remember him? He died at age 78. He was an Oscar nominee of brain cancer. Well, this is interesting because the last time we were in L.A., probably must have been about in August, we were in a restaurant, and he was there. And Roy said, do you recognize that actor? And I didn't. He looked up his name. It was Jackie Brown. And then he stood up to leave, and I recognized him right away. And he was walking, talking, and, you know, you wouldn't know that he was ill. And then apparently he died a few days ago of brain cancer. So God bless him.
Oh my goodness,
poor thing. He was a great actor. He's a character actor. And housewife news. I know you don't really want to hear it, but I'll go ahead. Cynthia Bailey's engaged. Okay, there you go, storyline. Bronwyn from Orange County wants to kiss Sonia.
Well, she made out with Tamara last night.
I missed it.
Last night was a handful. You know, I have to say, Andy said about 3 weeks ago that the next three episodes of the OC were going to be, you know, ones that go down in history. And he says that a lot, but I will have to kind of agree these last three have been pretty.
But, you know, let me just ask you something. I mean,
pretty
is it appropriate if you're married and you have children, which they all do, most of them, to go on TV and make out with a woman naked in a whirlpool, or to sit on the bed and talk to your husband about having a threesome, or to tell friends that your husband's never even met that you're having threesome. I mean, maybe I'm old school. That is not something, first, I wouldn't do it, but I wouldn't talk about it if I did. These girls will do anything for attention or to blow people's mind. It's just beyond. I mean, I see why they keep changing up the staff, the crew, or whatever you call it, the cast, because they always find someone else that'll do something else that's even more explosive. So they go for that one.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Then Dorit is trying to keep the bank from seizing the money in her bank account because they think it's joint property and that they want to use that money to pay off the debt that the husband had at the hotel. Let me tell you, that gambling ruins a lot of people. That's how Joe Francis started the domino effect of getting in trouble, was that gambling debt that he didn't think that he owed and shouldn't have to pay.
Some good comments.
Joe Giudice went to Italy, And his brother met him over there, and he looked really good in the photo. He's been working out. He's in shape.
He lost 60 pounds.
And was that how much he lost? But he looks really good. But, you know, he says he's going to go to work over there so that he can, you know, send money home. And the girls were Skyping with him. So, I don't know. Good luck to them. I really always felt like they were going to trot over there with the cameras. And now I'm sure what they will do, this they'll do. I just thought of it. They'll all go over there to visit, and the cameras will be there. You'll see. Yeah.
I saw the first 10 minutes of the new season this morning because that Bravo has that new Bravo Insider newsletter. Mm. So they sent us all the first clip of the whole thing. It looks kind of interesting, but they're definitely addressing the whole thing with him leaving and getting deported and all of that.
Yeah,
that
of was course part of they are. Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's just too much.
Carla Omax says that's why Tamara's daughter doesn't speak to her
because she tells everything on television. Yeah.
And Elizabeth Valdez says, "Are you sure Ronan Farrow isn't Frank Sinatra's son? Check out side by side photos." And so did Susan Solander says, "Yes, little Frank looks just
so
like him."
But he's so young, though.
Yeah, Beth Feldman Foster says he does look like him a lot.
I don't know. It just seems like he's so young because Frank Sinatra's been dead for how many years?
I think he looks more like Mia.
Yeah. And Mia's not, you know, she's not really young. So I don't know how that could be his son. I don't know who the daddy is.
Bird-like.
I love her.
To me, so
I'm
going to
tell you the book that she wrote called What Falls Away, I think it was what it's called. She is a prolific writer.
Yeah.
She is a brilliant writer. I mean, that book was so eloquently written. The words were so pretty on every page.
Yeah.
I loved it. I've read every biography out there, so I'm a nut for that. In gun news, two were shot and injured as shots broke out at a wedding in New Hampshire.
Yep.
How about
this
that?
Weekend.
No, never. Four were shot and killed, and three were wounded in a shooting at an illegal gambling club in Brooklyn. And then a grandfather, I just wonder how stupid this is. A grandfather bought his 14-year-old grandson an AR-15. The 14-year-old grandson accidentally shot his friend in the head.
Oh, my goodness.
So now the grandfather and the 14-year-old have been arrested.
It's the Cheney Bush duck hunting trip all over
again. What is wrong with these people? Nobody needs an AR-15, especially, or whatever they're called, especially a 14-year-old kid. I can't with these people. I just can't. Let's see. Oh, and then in other news, the Prince estate, you know, Prince, Purple Rain Prince, formerly known as Prince, the artist formerly Prince, has told the the Trump campaign they can no longer use any of Prince's music at their campaign rallies. And they said they had put him on notice before, and they violated the notice when they played Purple Rain and some of the songs at the Minnesota rally last week.
Yeah.
Did you see the clip of Trump at that rally?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's unbelievable. And, you know,
I got to see that clip.
I mean, I sent it to my parents, and I mean, I was like, you know, I don't know how anyone could support someone, especially evangelicals.
Crazy.
Like, they just like
he went
he
nuts.
Just
he
had
was
a total meltdown,
acting and sweating
and acting like he was like having an orgasm with that.
An orgasm
and all that
with Peter Strunk and Lisa whatever from the FBI, and then there was a photo of him the other day where he was sitting at a desk and the drawer was pulled out like this.
Yeah, you were saying that.
And whole drawer was filled with Sudafed.
Uh-huh.
And I asked Roy about that. And Sudafed, you know, Sudafed.
That's what they make meth out of.
That's what they make meth out of. Now, you can buy Sudafed across the counter.
But you have to show an ID now.
But you have to show an ID.
And they keep track of how many you buy a month.
But there's also a Sudafed that you have to buy from behind the counter and you have to sign for. And so I don't know where he's getting all the Sudafed and why does he need all the Sudafed. But you're not supposed to take a lot of that. And so when I saw the photo of the Sudafed, I was like, maybe he does have allergies and he's stuffed up and maybe it does kind of give you a little bit of buzz and maybe that's why he sweats once in a while, he goes a little nuts. But you know, there's always been the rumor of him sniffing Adderall.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if any of it's true, but what I know is the other night, if you look at that clip of him, where they pieced together all the crazy things he said and did, You've got to believe he's on something. There's no amount of caffeine in the world that would wire somebody up to the point where they sweat. I mean, he was just out of control. Yeah, I mean, it was funny, but it was a Saturday Night Live skit. I mean, this guy's supposed to be running the country.
I know. I think it was Bill Maher that like pieced all that together and showed it the other
evening.
And I was like, oh my gosh. It's so bad.
It's so bad. We need to find that clip and retweet it again so people can see it.
Yeah.
In other news, did you see that partial collapse of the Hard Rock building?
Oh, my goodness. That's really bad.
New Orleans? I think 3 people died. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Can you imagine? They're building one right up here. They're building them all the time. You know, Dave's got a big deal going with them with our CBD products and our books and everything when they finish the renovating of a few of them. That building came collapsing down, and you could see the people running. They were in the middle of the street.
Yeah, the cars were even driving by.
And, so. I mean, I don't know from the angle that the video was at. To me, it looked like it fell on a couple of people, and they're still looking for
one
guy.
They said that it did kill one or two people.
Killed a couple, but I, you know, then there's one missing.
13 were damaged.
Yeah, and there were a lot injured.
Well, there's another crane that's up there that looks like it's going to collapse, so they haven't been able to go up. They've been using drones to try to locate
it. It's just unbelievable. I can't. Oh, and then, did you know that bees are the most important living being on the planet?
Yes, they control the whole
environment. I didn't know that.
Yes, that's
but
why.
But I do know.
It drives me nuts when
that's
I
why they
them.
Call me Queen Bee. I control everything. Well, anyway, I don't kill bees. I mean, if I saw one, I probably would have killed it before now because I'm afraid of them.
No.
I break out in big welts when they bite me. But yeah.
That's why if you find like a hive in like your home or something, you should call a bee collector to come so they can take it and plant it in another place and not kill the hive because it is
and
there's a documentary
more and more
about
extinct.
It. And when the bee dies, our entire ecosystem will collapse.
Well, you know, they say that the bees can flap faster than any like
they cross pollinate
nothing
everything
can do nothing can flap as fast or be as speed at the speed of the little bees and the little wings. I love the little bees, but I'm allergic to them.
We should take our 5 second break for our commercial for the podcast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And we're back.
Okay. So Shep Shepard left Fox News, and that put a lot of people's panties in knots.
Yeah.
Because he was the lead news reporter. So, you know, they have their news division, and then they have their commentary division. Well, of course, their commentary division are the nuts, the Sean and the Laura's and the this one.
The prime time.
The crazies. And then they squeeze the news in at 8 in the morning, 11 o'clock. But he was a very credible journalist, and people were very disappointed that he left because they felt like he was really the only honest voice of reason over at Fox. He and Napoliano and Chris Wallace, and there was one other person. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I knew Chris's dad. What was his name? Mike Wallace. I knew him. Roy and I knew him. But, yeah, so
but
I don't
did you
know.
See how all that, like,
I went down.
Played
it was
down.
Very weird.
So Trump was tweeting and upset with them with that poll that came out.
Yeah.
about him losing and being removed from office.
Yeah.
So when they broadcast that morning, he got upset and then said that this guy was going weak and wasn't performing for him.
Yeah.
Later that day, there was an internal meeting called with all of them, and then the next morning he announced that he was leaving.
But also, on top of all that, Tucker was trashing him at night.
Yes, at night.
And he was mad about that. Mm-hmm. So Shep said in his parting statement that he had tried to leave before, and they talked him into staying, and they finally made an amicable agreement to leave.
Mm-hmm.
But it was also very strange that Bill Barr met with Rupert Murdoch.
Yep.
That's what triggered
the meeting, they think.
If you can't have a free press and transparency, you've got an oligarch. You don't have a democracy anymore.
Yeah.
And Trump is really livid that these people are not delivering for him the news he wants people to hear.
It's HBO's Succession, right?
It's really, yeah.
it's House
of Cards. But, you know, if Fox News, if the listeners of Fox News ever go listen to CNN or BBC or MSNBC or the New York Times or anything other than Fox News, for example, they think it's all fake news because they've never heard anything like it before. They've only heard this, like, I don't know what this stuff is, how they come to these conclusions. It's just like, whatever. I always just tell people, just get off Fox News for 30 days and listen to whatever other news outlet you want to for 30 days, and then go back to Fox News and then tell me that you haven't been watching a delusional channel.
Yeah.
So listen to this little story. It's just so cute. What Shep said in his leaving statements, that he hopes that facts and truth prevail and that journalism does matter. So this little dog, a fox terrier named Duchess, was found 12 years after it was lost in February. The dog is 14 years old now, so it was 2 years old when it got lost. The family was in Boca. The owner of the dog was in Boca, and the dog was found in Pennsylvania. It went to some humane rescue shelter that had a chip in it. They called the woman in Boca, and it was her dog, and they drove it there to get the dog.
Yeah.
And she was crying and screaming, and she never going to let the dog out of her sight. Can you imagine? Oh, my God. I love that story, but it's just hard to believe. All those years, old dog was, they found it starving, hungry, shaking, shivering. And so it had just been on the run and living homeless, I guess, all those years. Oh, my God. A typhoon in Japan. They have 110,000 rescuers there to try to clean up the mess and find bodies. There are 31 people dead. There are 15 missing as of now, and they're assuming that it's more of a less of a rescue and more of a body finding now. It's mm-hmm. terrible. Oh, I can't. Now, I thought this was so funny. You know Trump's wall. So he goes, even the mountain climbers can't climb my wall. Remember he went and gave that big thing and he was so proud of that wall. So now they've had like hundreds of people racing to the top. The record is 45 seconds from a young girl to get to the top in 45 seconds. So now the community down there has got, remember the old seesaws where you had the big planks? So obviously there's a bar across the wall on the bottom. So the kids have all put these big planks there, and they're all seesawing. Mm-hmm. So the people on one side of the board are seesawing with the people on the other side of the board. And so now the people are making the point that, you know, everything affects something else, and it's just hilarious. I thought it was so cute. All the little kids, these are speaking English, these are speaking Spanish. They're just seesawing, seesawing, seesawing on Trump's wall. I've turned it into an amusement park. the Joker did $55 million again
another
this weekend.
Another 55, yeah.
There you go. Now, what about that cop that killed that woman in her home?
Yeah, I know. Another one.
So I'm talking to two lawyers last night, and they're defending the cop. They're defending the cop. They're saying, you know, the woman had a gun. Well, how do they know she had a gun? You can't determine if she has a gun in 2 seconds. And why are you shooting through somebody's window? And why didn't the cop go take cover and get his damn bullhorn out and say, this is the police, come out with your hands up? Why did he just walk around the house with a flashlight and then see somebody and say, put your hands up, 1 second, 2 second, bam, and you're dead? I'm sorry, I can't say that I'm on the side of the cop.
No.
I mean, there's
well,
maybe...
And the guy quit. Like within hours.
Well, he's in jail
and now
too.
Now he's been arrested.
But I just don't understand how you can shoot to kill in 2 seconds or less. I How do you, I mean, and then these two lawyers were like, well, do you know what? The guy could have had, somebody could have had a machine gun. They could have, yeah, they could have, but they were in someone's home. Well, how do you know someone wasn't being raped? Well, it'd be better to be raped than shot dead. I mean, I don't understand the defense for it yet. So I guess they'll hire some fancy-pantsy lawyer, better not be Roy, and they'll defend it. I don't know how they're going to defend it, but I guess they will. Roy used to represent a lot of the cops down here, and he always had a defense, and he always won. But I didn't follow the cases that close. But this one, to me, is not your regular case. This isn't like you're out on the street and you shoot somebody. This is you go up to somebody's house, and without even identifying yourself, tell them, turn the lights on. Come out with your hands up. Get, you know, there's a million ways to handle it. You don't have to be exposed either. Go hide behind your car, pull your cop car up in front of the porch and get behind it and then open the door and then sit there with your gun and then get your bullhorn. There's a million things you could do. And those lawyers were like, yeah, but by the time you do all that, the person could be dead. Well, a person is dead because they didn't do it. I could be the lawyer. Anyway, Leah's life's life. Oh, let's see what, talk about this. Oh, let's hear what our customers are saying about our Leah Black Beauty Skincare. LeahBlack.com, LeahBlack.com. Dear Leah Black Beauty, oh, I had not seen my cousins in over 4 months. The first thing they said when they saw me was, did you have something done to your eyes? You look younger. I told them it was the Leah Black Beauty Premium Hemp CBD Soothing Eye Cream. Your product really works, says Leonardo. Yay, Leonardo.
Yay. We have a lot of guys writing in. Telling
we have
us
a lot of guys using
yeah,
product.
It is.
Okay.
It's great.
Here's another question for you. Would you use a lip balm if it was in a little pot, or would it have to be in the tube before you would use it? That's another question. My quote of the week, be who you are in the world and find people that are compatible with that. There you go.
Very good.
So now I'm going to give you a chance to cut off your damn thing before I start talking politics. Like, by the way, I don't dislike Republicans. I just don't like the Trump Republicans. Okay, so there's a thing under here. Okay, so Trump gets on the phone, probably a cell phone. Remember that whole thing about the email server and had to be so secure that they made such a big deal over with Hillary? Well, now everybody in the White House, all the kids are all using their own private emails and no one's talking about it. He's on the phone with Erdogan, the dictator of Turkey, and hangs up and pulls the troops out. And look what's unfolded. 100,000 people are misplaced. I saw a picture of a six-year-old little girl dead with her face down. It broke my heart. Oh, my God, it was just horrible. And so while he's doing that and making the case for we've got to get out of these Middle East, get out of these wars, we got to get out of here. Remember when he was in Israel and he didn't know he's in the Middle East? So he's never even been over there. Like if you're going to make a decision like that, where they only had like 1,000 troops or something securing an entire country and they were peacekeeping troops, they weren't combat troops, wouldn't you at least go over and assess the situation or pick up the phone and talk to the generals? But remember, he knows more than generals. Or at least call some troops on the ground over there and say, what do you think if I did this? No, he just did it. Well, he did it because Putin told him to. That's my opinion. Because, of course, Putin's got his flag down over there now, and ISIS has got their flag down over there. But while he's doing that, complaining about troops in the Middle East, he sends 2,600 troops to Saudi Arabia to help the prince out. That 17 different intelligence agencies have concluded that he ordered the murder of Khashoggi, and then they dismembered the body, and no one knows where the body is. So we're sending the Saudi Arabian guy 2,600 troops while we're pulling out 1,000 or 2,000 troops that are peacekeeping troops to keep the Kurds from being slaughtered and the genocide from happening. And meanwhile, there's 10,000 ISIS terrorists in camps over there that these Kurdish people have been securing so they can't get out. So now that they've broken out, 700 of them have already broken out. So people are complaining like, listen, you know, you're letting these terrorists are getting back out. They're going to resurge and re-energize. And you know what Trump's answer is? Don't worry, they're going to be going to Europe. They won't be coming here.
Yeah, I saw. Now they're going to
Europe. Now he's complaining about these 40 terrorists down in Guantanamo Bay, but he got 10,000 terrorists over in camps over there, and he's letting them out. I mean,
10,000 ISIS.
What the hell is wrong with that? These are now ISIS has got their flag in the ground over there.
Yeah, they're going to resurge and probably be stronger.
Of course.
Than
And it's just, they're on the loose now. And then Putin's been over there. According to the news, Putin's aircraft bombed 3 hospitals over there. So they're going after the women and the children. It's a genocide. I mean, it's a cleansing of the Kurds is what it is. So Putin and Assad and Erdogan now control that area. And the Kurds are now saying, because Americans turned their back on us after promising us if we did their dirty work and took out ISIS for them and got rid of all these ISIS people, they would have our back and stick with us and help us keep this little piece of land for ourselves and our communities. Because they've turned on us, the Kurds had no choice but to go to the Assad regime and say, if you protect us, we'll team up with you to fight Turkey. So now Russia and Syria are trying to fight for the same land that Turkey's trying to fight for, and the Kurds are all being caught in the middle and being slaughtered. And our troops are over there trying to get out of there without getting killed. They're stuck in the middle, and there's no way out for them. So they don't even have a no-fly zone policy going over there. So now Pence is going to go over there and solve the problem. He's going to clean up the mess. So now Erdogan comes out and says, I'm not meeting with Pence. The only person I'm going to talk to is Trump. So Trump has dug himself in this big hole, and he won't admit he did anything wrong. And it's just ridiculous. And even the Republicans are livid about it. He's unfit and unqualified. I mean, come on. These Kurdish troops, 10,000 Kurdish troops died trying to help us fight that war. Now, the U.S., lost 14 soldiers, and that is horrible. I wish we never lost any.
Right.
But we lost 14, and they lost 10,000, so we wouldn't have to do the fighting.
Yep.
And we said, we will protect you. And instead of us keeping our word, we pulled out. And what the other Democratic people, the Democratic candidates and the leadership is saying is, look, if you want to get out of combat, fine. But there's nothing wrong with having peacekeeping missions around the world. And if you want to get out of those, you do it in a responsible way. Like, why didn't they have someone else secure the terrorist? Why didn't they negotiate a treaty? Why didn't they negotiate who's going to get what land? Why didn't they do it in a proper way rather than just, well, Erdogan wants me out, I'm out. And I think all roads lead to Putin. I don't know what to say. I can't tell you what it was. Just such a betrayal. Fox News is saying 51% of the people on their poll want Trump removed and impeached. 4% want him impeached and not removed, and 40% don't want him impeached. So when you got 51% of the people on Fox News wanting him impeached and removed, he's got a problem. So now that leads us to why this whole thing with Hunter Biden. There's another email, and the press is going to chase this damn cheese down every tunnel. They're going to keep it going. They're going to turn it into the emails every time you turn on. What about Hunter? What about Hunter? What's ridiculous? What about the 3 adult kids and the brother-in-law, Trump, doing business all day, every day, as grifters while we're paying their travel and their security? And they're building hotels all over the place. And Ivanka got 16 trademarks from China, including trademarks for voting machines. Why is all that okay? Now, they've investigated Hunter Biden thing. And what happened? He was on a board. And during the time he was on a board, there was a crooked prosecutor. And the whole Western world and NATO and the U.S. wanted this prosecutor gone because he was crooked and he wasn't doing anything to go after crime. So Biden was the point person they sent over there to get rid of him. They got rid of him and put in someone that would do something to stop crime. So if anything, if there was any criminal activity going on, Biden put in the guy that would find it, not the guy that would hide it.
Right.
So that didn't make any sense. But the truth, the root of it is what it is really trying to prove that the Ukrainian government was behind Hillary and it wasn't Russia interfering with the election. Mm-hmm. Well, if they're that incompetent and they didn't do a very good job, so what he's really doing is killing 2 birds with 1 stone. He's trying to let Putin off the hook that he didn't interfere with the election, even though the 440-page Mueller report gave page after page of evidence and 17 intelligence agencies have gone on record that they absolutely interfered. He's trying to make it look like the Ukrainian government interfered, so he makes Putin look like he didn't interfere. At the same time, he's trying to take out Joe Biden as his rival. So he's like, that's his scheme. Mm-hmm. So now they've got all this testimony from diplomats that are working in the White House right now that are coming out and spilling the beans because of this whistleblower. Well, they're not even going to need this whistleblower now because they've already got so much other evidence from everybody else. And then this whistleblower comes, this woman yesterday, Fiona Hill, she speaks Russian fluently. She's written several books about Russia. She's got two master's degrees and a doctorate in Russian history. She's been in the State Department through three presidents, I think 30-something years. She was appointed by a Republican president. She comes out. They say she has almost a photographic memory. And she says that Bolton, and you know, Bolton, no one's a fan of Bolton's, quit when he quit. Before he quit, he told her to go to Eisenberg, who was the lawyer for the whatever department in the White House, and report to him that there was this thing going on, and he wanted to make sure, this scheme going on, he wanted to make sure that he was on the record that, quote, I'm not a part of the Rudy Mulvaney drug deal going down in Ukraine. In other words, like, I don't want anyone to think I'm part of this. And he also called Giuliani a walking grenade that was going to blow everybody up. Now, this is Bolton, the most right-wing conservative person in the planet, mm-hmm. has come out, and these were the things he told her to report to the lawyer. Mm-hmm. And she did report him to the lawyer, yep. and nothing ever happened. And then there was two or three other witnesses that have come out. So this was not a one-time phone call.
No, it also corroborate. They're all corroborating
each other's testimony. And that's why Schiff is doing it behind closed doors. Because he doesn't want them to hear what the other one said, exactly. so they can get their stories together. So now Trump's saying, well, we're not going to cooperate because it's behind closed doors. Well, first of all grand juries are behind closed doors, and that's really what the purpose of this is, number one. And you never let the other people hear what the testimony is, number two. And Trump better be careful what he asks for, because if these people start testifying in public and the American people hear all that was going on, the Mulvaney was behind it, the Secretary of State was behind it, what's his name?
Pompeo.
And they're all in it together. This was a strategy. This was their shadow rogue State Department that they were running to try to smear Biden and take him out of the campaign while making Russia look like they didn't interfere in the election. Mm-hmm. It's all coming out. It's all going to come out. And I just said to myself, you know what? The smart women are the ones doing it. It was the Fiona woman. It was the other woman that testified. They've had two or three. I'm telling you, it's going to be the smart women, not the sex pots that mm-hmm. take Trump down. That's what it's going to be. The smart women, not the sex pots. So, Starmy, you had your chance, honey. These bitches are smart, and they're going to take him down. Meanwhile, they put out a video of Trump being superhero, running around killing everybody, killing the MSNBC, CNN, this one, that one, the other. I hear yesterday Kathy Griffin was in there.
She is in it.
They were shooting her down.
They do.
And they were shooting down all these other people. Private citizens.
Yeah, no, it's
unbelievable.
It's people, it's notable people, news anchors,
yeah.
Celebrities.
I mean,
anybody who has spoken out against
anyone's
Trump.
Anyone talked against him is on there. Yeah. And he's like the superhero, killing him and slaughtering
it's
him.
It's like a video
him.
Game.
Obama, he shot Obama. It's like that. And so now, well, the White House condemned it. But Trump hasn't seen it, but the White House condemned it. Nonsense. He would retweet it if he could get away with it.
If they hadn't stopped him first, he would have retweeted it.
He would have retweeted it if he had a chance before anyone said anything.
And they've asked him, the press has asked him with it about the video and would he rebuke it, and he won't.
Well, I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
That's bullshit. Full crap. He's seen it.
If he's been on Twitter at all, he's seen it, because I've seen it four times in my feed.
It. And he won't rebuke it. Yeah. But the White House is. Well, we don't believe in violence. Really? Go back to the rallies and show all the times where he said, I'll pay your lawyer bills. Yeah. Take them out. When you put them in the cop car, smash their head under the door. I mean, of course he promotes violence. Oh, my God, he just can't anymore. Now, Giuliani's now under federal investigation. And for taking, because his two goons that he was representing that were in on this scheme to manufacture lies and propaganda about Hunter Biden in order to get Biden out of the race or take him down so he could run against socialist Elizabeth Warren or socialist Bernie Sanders, which Elizabeth Warren is not a socialist. But he's trying to get rid of Biden because Biden in every swing state is winning. So while he's doing that, Giuliani's goons, these two guys, are arrested after having lunch with Giuliani. Well, these two guys were the Ukrainians. And so I'm wondering to myself, did when he had lunch with them, did he tip them off? Because it sure was in a hurry that they ran to the airport.
With one-way tickets.
Yeah, one-way tickets to the airport when the FBI arrested him. So now these two guys, I hope they turn on Rudy. Mm-hmm. And Rudy's now under a criminal investigation, and they're looking at his finances. Well, of course they're looking at his finances because these goons paid him $500,000 for what? Yeah. What are they paying for? Then these goons with six other people had dinner with Trump one night and were flaunting their pictures all over the place. If you had dinner with eight people for a two-hour dinner, wouldn't you remember who they were if it was only eight people? I mean, surely you would remember who it was.
Yeah.
And he says, well, he doesn't even know them. Couldn't pick them out of a lineup. Never seen them before. Before you know it, he's going to say he never met Melania in a day in his life. You know, I mean, he doesn't know anybody. I just can't take it anymore. And then Hunter did an interview, and I don't know, I thought the interview was fine. I mean, it didn't help him, it didn't hurt. It's just like, listen, there's nothing here. I'm a normal guy. You know, maybe it didn't look good, but I didn't do anything wrong. It wasn't ethical, and it wasn't illegal, and you know, I wouldn't do it again. And it's just too much. I just can't take it anymore. Then last night, they had the debates. Bernie Sanders came on strong. I was thinking he was going to be kind of tired and, you know, soft-spoken. He came out just like he always is, looked like he had gotten some suntan to make sure he looked good. So do we need to go before we run up our minute?
Oh, my goodness.
Do we need to go?
No, I mean, we're already past it. It's okay.
Oh, we are? Yeah. Okay, well, we'll just...
Trump, breaking news, Trump calls Turkish invasion of Syria, quote, strategically brilliant for the U.S., and he slams the Kurds as no angels. That's breaking right now. He just said that in that press conference.
How is anybody getting horrible. Slaughtered? Good news for us.
Exactly.
And why are the Kurds that have been our allies for all these years the awful. Only people in the Middle East other than the Israelis that have stood behind Americans? How can he say that? I just can't with
this
him.
I was telling
terrible.
Jason this morning. It's all part of a much bigger plan that is rolling out, and Russia is behind the whole thing.
Oh, the whole thing, yeah.
And listen, people can say what they want to, but Russia won the last election.
Yeah, they did. And Trump's their useful idiot.
Yeah,
they
put him in. And they're going to get what they want.
Jimmy Carter came out the other day and said, of course the election was stolen. If they did a thorough, honest investigation, they would see that it was stolen. Yeah. Now, Trump tweets out, if Turkey does anything that is in my great and unmatched wisdom that I consider to be off limits, I will totally destroy and obliterate the economy of Turkey. I've done it before.
Yep.
In his great and unmatched wisdom. What
like
the hell's
sociopath
wrong with him? Oh, I can't. Oh, by the way, everyone says he's just so smart with the economy. Reagan created 15 million jobs. Bush added 2 million jobs. Clinton added 23 million jobs. G.W. Bush added 1.5 million jobs. Obama added 12 million jobs. And Trump has done 5 million in 3 years. So he's not even close to the other ones. And then the deficit has blown up $2 trillion
That's
under
horrible.
Trump. And the tax cuts for the top 0.5%,
yep.
the billions, they're spending all that money for super PACs and buying elections because the Citizens United has said that a corporation is the same as an individual. So they basically bought the rights of the American people, these big corporations, and Trump's just right in there grinning, and they're all just having a ball,
yep.
and they're laughing all the way to the bank. And I'm telling you what else they're laughing. They're laughing at these Christians because they know that they are not Christians. They're phonies. Trump's never read a Bible verse in his life. Remember that?
Two Corinthians.
Two Corinthians. That's it. Isn't that the whole ball of wax right there? Yeah, that's the whole ball of wax. He's never done a prayer in his life. And these Christians think that he's one of them. He's just laughing all the way to the bank.
It's really hard to watch all of that.
It's hard to watch that. To me, I think of all the things that just shocking is how these Christian people believe that Trump is really for them. The only reason he's appointing all these right-wing judges is to placate the base to keep in power. That's it. By the way, did you hear him the other day in the White House say that Schiff couldn't carry Pompeo's jockstrap, yeah, basically?
Yeah, he wouldn't.
And then he used the word bullshit,
yeah,
in the White House?
No, he's saying it on TV the other night. He's like saying it all the time now. He's using profanity. That's part of his meltdown right now.
I just can't. In the meanwhile, Reagan increased double the deficit. Bush added $100 billion to the deficit. Clinton took the $255 billion deficit and turned it into a $128 billion surplus. Bush went from a $128 billion surplus to $1 trillion in debt. Why? Because of the Iraq war that they started. Mm-hmm. Obama took the $116 trillion and reduced it by more than 50%. And Trump has increased the deficit at least $2 to $3 billion. So, I mean, those are the facts. If people don't want to hear them and they want to go vote because they don't want anyone to take their gun, or because they don't want anyone to have an abortion, or because they don't want they think everybody should be a white American Christian. If you're willing to give up your democracy, your morals, your values, your everything in order to keep this kind of guy in power, I don't even know what to tell you. I really kind of pity you in a way, because I mean, I just can't see any reason why anyone would support him at this point. Not any reason. And even what all he did with the Kurds and the Republicans are all just up in arms and furious about the irresponsibility of it. But you know what? When it comes down to push and shove, they won't impeach him because they want to stay in power. It's all about money, power, greed, and access. That's what they care about. Well, meanwhile, the Democrats are out trying to get education for kids and preschool for kids and college affordable tuition and, you know, middle class tax breaks and, you know, medicine affordable for everybody. Those are the things the Democrats are fighting for. And the Republicans are just pandering to the religious nuts and trying to stay in power. And they're trying so hard to stay in power, they're willing to ask for the third time a foreign country to interfere in our elections. Russia, Ukraine, and China. That's because Trump knows he can't win based on Americans. He's got to have some international help. And they all want to help him internationally because he's teamed up with all the thugs.
Yep.
He's turned up with all the dictators and Erdogan and the Crown Prince and Turkey and Putin and all those guys, his buddies. He's thinking, well, when I get out of office, I can make a lot of money with these people. I'm not going to be able to do anything with these guys that won't break the law, so let me just go buddy up to them. The corruption is just beyond the pale. So there's your lecture for the day. There's your TED Talk. Let's see how many of you tuned out 15 minutes ago when I started talking politics. You can be a Republican, but you can't be a Trump Republican, okay? All right. Talk to you guys later next Wednesday, same time, same place. More gossip. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.